Chile's presidential election isn't until November, but the race has become a bit of a soap opera. It has to do with the two main candidates. Former President Michelle Bachelet is running again, and she's pitted against the Conservative Coalition's candidate, Labor Minister Evelyn Matei. As Stephen Bodson reports from Santiago, the matchup is bringing up reminders of Chile's dark past.
Evelyn Matei is visiting a job training center in Santiago. The candidate shakes hands, poses for photos in a hard hat, and takes questions from reporters. It doesn't take long for someone to ask about the death of General Alberto Bachelet, the father of her current political rival, Michelle Bachelet. General Bachelet died nearly 40 years ago, but it's become an issue in this election because some Chileans blame Matei's father for his death. Juan Cristobal Peña is a journalist who's written extensively about Chile in the 1970s. He says Michelle and Evelyn were childhood friends.
Their fathers were friends, so at one point they grew up together.
Both of their fathers were generals in Chile's Air Force. General Bachelet supported Salvador Allende, South America's first elected socialist president. On September 11, 1973, General Augusto Pinochet led a coup that overthrew Allende. The new government jailed General Bachelet and tortured him to death at a military academy. General Matei became the new commander of that academy. Last year, an elderly Matei told CNN Chile that he knew of rights violations, but they were beyond his control.
Yo no puedo decir que no sabía.
I can't say I didn't know. Of course I knew, but I didn't have any way to change things.
Bachelet died in prison months after the coup. A human rights group has repeatedly tried to get General Matei charged with negligent homicide. A judge this week rejected that suit, but the group may appeal. Still, Robert Funk, director of the Center for the Study of Public Opinion at the University of Chile, doesn't expect this piece of history to affect the November election.
It's not that relevant aside from a kind of a curiosity of history that both women are daughters of Air Force generals.
He says many young people will vote for the first time this year, and they have no memory of those times.
These are people who were born in democracy, people for whom the past is not all that relevant. Their political choices, if they choose to vote, their political choices are going to be determined by the positions of the candidates much more than a kind of historical record.
Over the years, the Bachelet family has stayed on good terms with the Matei family.
¿Me puedes llamar en 15 minutos?
But the Bachelet campaign doesn't mind reminding people who was on which side in the 1970s. Spokesman Alvaro Elizalde stresses that the campaign is about the issues, education reform and a new constitution. But he still brings up Michelle Bachelet's record during the dictatorship. Like her father, she was also tortured.
Michelle Bachelet has clean biography. And Evelyn Matei, she was part of the base of support of the dictatorship.
But Evelyn Matei prefers to keep her focus on the campaign ahead.
We know that there are many, many problems that need to be addressed at this point. We have a lot of inequality in Chile. We have an education which is very different for the people who can pay and the people who cannot pay. So there's a lot to do.
When reporters bring up the past, she shrugs it off.
You see, the people keep calling you back to this issue of your father's trial.
No, my father is my father and I am myself. And I have been 22 years in politics and I'm Evelyn. My father is himself.
But it may be hard to keep people from thinking about what happened in 1973. In September, 2 months before the election, Chile marks the 40th anniversary of the coup. For The World, this is Stephen Bodson, Santiago.